In the past couple of years, I've accompanied Dog Max and Cat Raven on their journeys of aging and death. A lot of feels came up for me as I was juggling their needs, my needs, and the practical needs of COVID-influenced everyday life. They are now angel animals, and the feels still come. Some days I feel swallowed by the reality of what is, while simultaneously owning I'm doing the best I can, while feeling my best is not good enough. Welcome to True Kinship with Animals, where we believe we all do better when all creatures do better. I'm your host, Janet Roper, identifying as she and they, and supported and sustained by Salish and Pondere Land. On this episode, we're diving into how you are supported as animal family members age and enter their death and dying process. This podcast gives you stories, conversations, and suggestions on how you can deepen your relationship with animals by freeing yourself from the inherited, colonized beliefs and assumptions we've all been socialized into and relating to animals through a new place of understanding. Thank you for engaging with this podcast by making a financial contribution, listening, subscribing, and sharing. Your financial support and the social media engagement makes my work sustainable and is ever so much appreciated. You'll find my social media links and ways to financially support this podcast on the show page. It's like magic. One day, a tiny kitten, playful puppy, or exuberant filly comes into your life, and the next day, they are seniors. How did that happen? Their youthful essence still shines through, and they may be living with any number of age-related conditions. So what do? They're family. You care for them in the best way you can for as long as you can. In the past couple of years, I've accompanied Dog Max and Cat Raven on their journeys of aging and dying. A lot of feels came up for me as I was juggling their needs, my needs, and the practical needs of COVID-influenced everyday life. They are now angel animals, and the feels still come. Some days I feel swallowed by the reality of what is, while simultaneously owning I'm doing the best I can, while feeling my best is not good enough. It's complicated for sure. Does that sound familiar? How do you manage when you are feeling that way? It's easy to forget we humans need care too. We need tending, nurturing, conversation, community, and support. We need witnessing, not fixing. I have always tended to keep to myself and not ask or even expect help, especially when it comes to my grief on the passing of animal family members. After a lifetime of living in a family structure and society that promotes hyper-individualism, that good old pull yourself up by your bootstraps creed, seeking support outside of myself felt alien. It was further complicated as I am neurodivergent and becoming more introverted as I age, and that grief was not something to be talked about. I was taught that grief is private. It's only been in recent years that I'm learning to search out community. They are like-minded folks who gather in support and solidarity and share common values and morals. They understand grieving animal family members and how that impacts your daily life. How are you supported when you're in a similar spot? If that sounds like you, perhaps you're remembering grief from the past or experiencing anticipatory grief of animal family members. You don't have to go through it by yourself. You really don't. What would it be like to have a support team, both in everyday life and online, that you reach out to when you're feeling the need to have your grief witnessed, acknowledged, or even held for you until you're ready to take on the grief mantle again? Start by exploring your local community animal grief support groups, your vet, and animal rescues. People there will get what you're going through, where friends and family may mean well, but may not understand. I recommend starting your search before it's needed so that you have a supportive community in place when it's time for your animal family member to cross over. If you are looking for online support and would like to find out what it would be like to work with me, contact me and let's talk. I offer a reassuring and supportive presence as you navigate something that is possibly frightening, vast, and unknown. You are welcomed and supported as you nurture and tend to your truth with animals. Here's an invitation for you to join me and other kindred spirits on this path of true kinship with animals. My work is devoted to helping you show up in the world for animals from the fullness of your authentic self. I hope this encourages you to look at your relationship with animals differently so that a new place of understanding begins to open for you. If you enjoy and or benefit from this podcast, become a financial supporter. Your financial support makes my work sustainable and allows me to continue providing you with the guests and life-changing information you hear on this podcast. Supporting my work by making a financial contribution or shopping my wish list at janetroper.com shows your appreciation and is greatly welcomed. Thank you for your continued support and for listening and sharing and subscribing to this podcast. Thank you for being a part of the True Kinship with Animals community. Just for today, remember, we all do better when all creatures do better. Until next time, take good care.